God is a holy and righteous and just God. Yes, the Bible says God is love, but the Bible also says holy is the Lord. And so God's holiness will not allow him to let sin and wickedness into heaven. And yet his love is crying out to man, saying that he wants man to be saved, and he created man in his own image and for his own fellowship. And so in order to satisfy both of these requirements, he had to go through that pain and suffering and humiliation and torture of hell. He had to pay the punishment for man that he might extend his grace to man and still satisfy his justice. And that's why salvation is available to all, because he died for all, the Bible says. But hold on a second. Now let's apply this to us. What are you willing to do to get somebody saved? Think about that. If Jesus Christ, who was 100% God and 100% man, because he was God in the flesh, if Jesus Christ were willing to be mocked and made fun of, will you be mocked and made fun of in order to get someone saved? Or are you too cool? You know, you're too worried about your image or how people are going to perceive you. Let me tell you something. Those who preach God's word, those who live for God, will never be loved and accepted by the world. He said, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But let me ask you something. Have you gone through more persecution than what Jesus went through on the cross? You know, if Jesus could be spat at and made fun of and hated by his whole nation, are you willing to endure some of that shame or reproach? Maybe on the job? Maybe among your friends or maybe among your family? What are you willing to go through to get somebody saved? What are you willing to do that people might be saved? The world is lost, by and large. People are dying and going to hell, and if somebody would preach them the gospel, they'd be saved, but we're not willing to pay the price many times to get people saved. You know, if Jesus Christ could go through the fires of hell for 3 days and three nights, can we go soul winning when it's hot outside? I mean, think about it. You know, and look, it's not easy to go soul winning when it's hot outside. But you know what? Thank God that somebody's willing to go out in the heat and not just say, you know what, we're just going to skip soul winning for the next 4 months because it's like an inferno outside. What are you willing to go through to get somebody? Do you really care and love people? Because if you really love people and cared, you'd go out and do what it takes. You'd go through the pain. You know, I've talked to other people and say, well, I'm not going to go soul winning because I'm a, you know, I don't like it when people are rude to me. You know, but yet if Jesus Christ could endure such contradiction of sinners against himself, as it says in Hebrews chapter 12, are we willing to endure the criticism? Are we willing to be criticized and reproached for Christ? Are we willing to go through physical pain of being out in the heat, of working hard, of knocking the doors, of putting in the toil and the work? Look, if it were easy, everybody would be doing it. I mean, if it were easy, then everybody would be doing it. Why do you think 99% of Christianity is content to just sit there in their watered-down church and just let everybody else go to hell and they don't care? I'll tell you why. Because it's hard. Because it's work. The Bible says, wherefore we labor, that whether absent or present, we may be accepted of him. And it says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. I mean, we know that heaven's real. We know that heaven is that hell is real. And we know that in many cases, people are hanging in the balance between heaven and hell. And if we don't go tell them, nobody's going to tell them. What are you willing to endure to get somebody saved? What are you willing to endure to preach the gospel to every creature? What are you willing to endure to someday pastor a church? What are you willing to endure to preach? What are you willing to endure to be a light shining in the darkness of a crooked and perverse nation? Among them ye shine as lights in the world. Jesus Christ, when he's hanging on the cross, said what? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He even loved those who were nailing him to the cross. We ought to be like Jesus Christ, who didn't come to be ministered to. He said, I came not to be ministered to. I didn't come for you to serve me. He said, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give my life a ransom for many. So I didn't come to be served. Jesus Christ himself, God in the flesh, stripped himself and wrapped himself in a towel and washed his own disciples' feet. Because he said, I didn't come to be served. I came to give my life a ransom for many. I came to suffer. I came for you. I came to fulfill God's plan of salvation. That's why I'm here. Why are you here? You know, why are you in church tonight? Why do you even come to church? Why do you even care? I mean, isn't there something else to be doing tonight? You know, why be here if it's not to say, you know what? I want to hear God's word preached. So as Brother Stucky said, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I want to get stirred up. I want my faith to be increased. I want to be edified and equipped and sent out to go do something for God, to go preach the gospel to every creature. And we ought to be here for the same reason that Jesus Christ was on this earth when he said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's my mission in life, and that ought to be your mission too. If his mission was to seek and to save that which was lost, not wait for them to show up at church. Not to sit around and wait for them to come to us, but to seek out and to save that which was lost, and to suffer and to go through hardship and to endure hardness, as the Bible says, a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I was talking to Brother Roger Jimenez. He's in the Air Force. He just got back from being deployed, and he's in his final year with the Air Force. And he was talking about how they made him like put on some crazy gear, like just all kinds of gear, to on some really hot day, and he had to stand out on some field or something all day, and he literally just was hoping that he wasn't going to die because it was just so hot, and he was just bogged down with all this gear, and it was really stuffy, and he was starting to worry, just, am I going to die, you know, because it was just so extreme what they were making him do. And he came home, and you know what he said to his wife when he came home that day after they made him just endure this torture, you know, I had some kind of training or something. You know what he said when he got home? He just said, you know what? I'm never going to complain about soul winning again. That's what he said. I mean, he's just like, man. He's like, if I'm willing to do this for my job, I should be willing to do it for God. You know? I mean, what really matters the most to you in life?